Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke from the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our special guest today is Ms. Kathy Raggio, who is Secretary of the Maryland Department of Disabilities. And Kathy's here this morning to talk to us about the various things that the department is doing and about people with disabilities. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really happy to be here, and I appreciate your inviting me onto your show.
Well, we're honored to have you.
Well, thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Department of Disabilities?
Well, the Department of Disabilities was created in 2004, and our mission is to empower people with disabilities so that they're able to pursue both their personal goals and their career goals.
Mm-hmm. And 2002 makes you the youngest department in state government, right?
Yes.
And I know it was created by Governor Ehrlich?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Is Maryland one of the first states in the country to have a formal state department of disabilities?
Yes, Maryland is, in fact, the only state in the country to have a full-fledged department concerned with disability issues and advancing the interests of people with disabilities.
Hmm. That's great. Good for Maryland. In this case, we're leading the charge.
That's right.
As they say. What's your background?
Well, my background has been mostly in the nonprofit sector. Mm-hmm. I've been an executive director of three nonprofit organizations, including one that I founded for a period of 12 years. That organization serves people with disabilities in Montgomery and Prince George's counties, and its name is Independence Now. And I also directed two United Cerebral Palsy affiliates. I was the director of the Maryland Developmental Disabilities Council during the 1980s.
So you've really had experience with a lot of different types of disabilities.
Yes, and at a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your job as secretary is to make everything work, right?
Right. My job as secretary is to be concerned about, as I said, advancing the interests of people with various disabilities. And we do that through a lot of policy work where we take a look at what's happening in the various departments that provide an array of services, mm-hmm. Some of which are devoted to people with disabilities and some of which are generic types of services such as housing. We want to be sure that all services offered through the state of Maryland are friendly to people with disabilities and are able to meet their needs.
How is that going? What's the status right now in terms of the friendliness of state government towards folks with disabilities?
Well, Maryland does a lot of services very, very well. Mm-hmm. And then there are still very large waiting lists for many of the services. So we have to work to meet the needs of more Marylanders who need those services. I think housing we can look at as one of the biggest issues affecting people with disabilities right now. There really is in our state a crisis in affordable housing. So many people with disabilities receive Social Security benefits, and they are essentially priced out of rental housing in many areas of our state, particularly the metropolitan areas such as Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Montgomery and Prince George's counties. The whole Baltimore-Washington corridor presents major issues for people seeking affordable rental housing. And the state also, though, offers a home ownership program, but very few people with disabilities are actually able to access that program because of one, having poor credit, or two, not enough income to be able to afford to buy a home with today's prices.
I don't think most people are aware of the real economic situation, the dire economic situation of most people with disabilities.
Right. Well, people with disabilities nationwide have about a 70%, that's a 70% unemployment rate.
Whew, 7 out of every 10.
That's right. Oh. And that data comes from a Harris poll that was done for the National Organization on Disabilities. And the poll also found that approximately two-thirds of individuals who they interviewed who were unemployed would go to work tomorrow if they could find employment. Mm. So there are a lot of problems around employment. That was a nice segue into employment, wasn't it? There are a lot of problems with employment. Some have to do with employer attitudes, mm-hmm. And not being willing to take a chance on a person with a disability, perhaps not understanding just how it is that the individual would be able to do the essential functions of the job, and possibly being reluctant to ask how mm-hmm. they might do that. Another centers on people with disabilities themselves, perhaps being ill-prepared for the workforce. And so we're working on those issues as well to open employment up to more people with disabilities. One of the biggest problems with employment, however, is what we call work disincentives. If a person is on benefits, particularly the Medicaid health insurance is valuable to them, and they're very reluctant to give that up because they may not be able to get health insurance through their employer, or they may be excluded because of pre-existing conditions from the employer's policy. So Maryland has just instituted a new program that's really exciting. It's called the Employed Individuals with Disabilities Program, and it is to create a work incentive rather than a work disincentive. So Marylanders,
how does it work?
Well, Marylanders who are receiving SSI, Supplemental Security Income, uh-huh. or SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance, are able to buy into Medicaid and either keep it or obtain it for the first time. And the cost is $150 per year. It's a Medicaid buy-in program, and it was set up and made possible through the Ticket to Work and Work Incentives Improvement Act that was signed into law by President Clinton back in 2000.
So it's really a very low-cost health insurance.
That's right.
That's
and
wonderful.
This
That's
will
wonderful.
Enable many Marylanders with disabilities to be able to go to work. Mm-hmm. Problem is, not too many people know about it right now, and the application process is a little bit cumbersome. So we've been working with the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, who administers mm-hmm. that program, to make it more user-friendly.
Great. How can somebody find out about that?
Well, they could call our office, and that number is,
please,
in Baltimore, 410-767-3660, or the toll-free number is 1-800-637-4113.
So that's in Baltimore, 410-767-3660, or 1-800-637-4113.
Correct.
Great, great. And who would be eligible for that? Anyone with a disability?
People with disabilities who are receiving Supplemental Security Income or mm-hmm. Social Security Disability Insurance, or people who have been working and may never have been may never have applied for Social Security benefits before. They should get in touch with our office to see if they qualify for the program. And there are certain income criteria, but there are certain disregards. So certain costs that they may have mm-hmm. would be disregarded as, certain of their income would be disregarded to account for those costs.
Great, great. I'm sure that a lot of potential employers out there don't really know how much people with disabilities want jobs and are available for jobs. How can they find out about, and I know that a lot of employers have stepped up to the plate and have a lot of trainee programs with the League and other organizations. What would you say to employers or somebody listening to this program that says, well, geez, here's a way, these two things should be connected?
Well, I would suggest that they call the Division of Rehabilitation Services mm-hmm. Or our office and indicate that they're interested in hiring people with disabilities, and we can get them connected with people who do job development and job placement organizations that do that. I'd also encourage employers that when they're interviewing people with disabilities to, ahead of time, ask themselves what are the essential functions of their job or the job mm-hmm. that they're hiring for, and then ask the individual with a disability, well, how would you do each of those essential functions, and allow the person with a disability to address how they would do those jobs.
Okay.
I think they'd be surprised to find the creativity that most people with disabilities employ to get the job done.
Especially because they want that job so much.
That's right.
Yeah, they want that job so much. I know that, the department offers a lot of training and also a lot of access to adaptive devices.
That's right. Mostly our department does policy work, but we do have a few services. And one of the most exciting things that we administer is the Maryland Assistive Technology Program. Mm-hmm. This is a program where people with disabilities can find out all about, and employers can find out, about assistive technology that is available that will enable the person to do the job. And there are actually some demonstration work sites that are jointly operated by the Division of Rehab Services and the Assistive Technology Program up at the Workforce and Technology Center on Argonne Drive. So those could be demonstrated for employers or for people with disabilities if they would like to see model workstations.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know there's a wide range of things.
Oh, there are so many pieces of assistive technology that can benefit people with various kinds of disabilities. I think most people are more familiar with the items that have been developed for individuals who are blind or visually impaired, screen reading software and voice-activated software and the like.
But there's just all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of things, that's right.
What would be a good way for someone to find out more about that?
By calling the Maryland Technology Assistance Program.
And they can go through your number?
And they can go through our number to reach them.
So they could call your number at 410-767-3660?
That's right.
How about on the web?
The Maryland Technology Assistance Program has its own website, or they could connect to it through our website, which is www.mdod.maryland.gov.
Okay, so the www.mdod.maryland.gov. Wonderful. Okay, great. Let's talk a little bit about the Annapolis session just ended, and I know that one part of your work in policy development is to work with local government and other parts of state government. How's that going? What still needs to be done?
Well, a lot still needs to be done. This legislative session, there were a few initiatives that would benefit people with disabilities. One of the most important is a study that will look at transitioning people from Rosewood, which is the state institution that serves people with developmental disabilities located in central Maryland. And a plan will need to be developed for each individual based on that individual's needs for transitioning to community-based services, and also looking at how Rosewood's property could be used once everybody does leave the institution.
And how can someone find out more information and help in that? What would you advise our listeners to do? We're getting towards the end of the program, and we've heard a lot of things about positive things that the department is doing. What can our listeners do to help?
Well, they can get involved in any number of nonprofit organizations that serve people with disabilities in the communities. Most of those nonprofit organizations are looking for either volunteers or for potential members of their boards of directors. Our voluntary sector is very, very strong, and we need to keep it that way. They can also monitor our website that I gave out before, the www.mdod.maryland.gov, to see some of the current happenings.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're out of time now. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Kathy Raggio, who is Secretary of the Maryland Department of Disabilities. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We'll try.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.